my utmost for his highest.
November the 18th.
Winning into freedom. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John 8:36. If there is any remnant of individual conceit left, it always says I can't. Personality never says I can't, but simply absorbs and absorbs. Personality always wants more and more. It is the way we are built. We are designed with a great capacity for God, and sin and our individuality are the things that keep us from getting at God. God delivers us from sin. We have to deliver ourselves from individuality. That is, to present our natural life to God and sacrifice it until it is transformed into a spiritual life by obedience. God does not pay any attention to our natural individuality in the development of our spiritual life. His order runs right across the natural life. And we have to see that we aid and abet God, not stand against him and say, I can't do that. God will not discipline us. We must discipline ourselves. God will not bring every thought and imagination into captivity. We have to do it. Do not say, oh Lord, I suffer from wandering thoughts. Don't suffer from wandering thoughts. Stop listening to the tyranny of your individuality and get emancipated out into personality. If the Son shall make you free, oh, do not substitute Saviour for Son. The Saviour sets us free from sin. This is the freedom of being set free by the Son. It is what Paul meant in Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. Paul's natural individuality has been broken, and his personality united with the Lord, not merged, but united. Ye shall be free indeed, free in essence, free from the inside. We will insist on energy instead of being energized into identification with Jesus.